Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to talk with a couple who literally wrote the book on work camping lifestyle. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars each week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Levi and Natalie Henley met in a very unique way. She was from South Texas and he was from California, but they met each other in Las Vegas. Levi was working in a magic store and Natalie was showing some family members around the strip when they stopped into the store. He tricked her into swapping phone numbers and it worked. The couple started RVing about 6 years ago and accepted their first work camping position in 2015. They travel in a Class A motorhome, which gives them plenty of room for two cats, and the pets are always in climate-controlled environments. When I talked to them, they were working a new job in Virginia's camp hosts at a campground with 1,000 RV sites. They talk about their favorite work camping jobs. Natalie's was working at the sugar beet harvest in the Midwest, and Levi enjoyed working at a winery in the Black Hills of South Dakota. They describe some of the perks they have enjoyed as work campers at the nearly 20 different jobs they have worked over the past 5 years. Their experiences led them to write a book about their time on the road titled Seasonal Work Camping for a Living. In it, they talk about how to find or apply for jobs and what to expect when they arrive. They also offer some tips on how to get started in the mobile lifestyle, as well as how to make the most of work camping and travel experiences. To tell us more, please welcome Levi and Natalie Henley to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Levi and Natalie. I appreciate it. Tell us a little about where you're from.
Well, I was born and raised in South Texas.
And I was raised in California. We both met in Las Vegas about 15 years-ish ago.
Yep, and we've been married for about 12 years now.
I understand you folks had a magical experience as you started out as a couple.
I was working in a magic shop in the Aladdin Casino, which is now, I believe, Planet Hollywood. And Natalie was taking some family members to show around the strip and came over so that we could demonstrate magic for them. And I realized that she was available, and I did a magic trick that ended up with us swapping phone numbers. And the rest is history, I guess.
How romantic.
The magic kind of stuck, and we ended up having a magic-themed wedding.
That's neat. How long have you been RVing?
It's going on 6 years at this point.
Yeah, we started, we actually moved out of our sticks and bricks home and moved into the RV on the same day. So it was quite an emotional day leaving the house that we had lived in for 5 years. It was our first home and we had really worked on it, but then moving into this RV and embarking on a new lifestyle. And it all actually happened on Levi's birthday.
So what type of RV do you use?
We have a Class A motorhome. It's a 26-foot motorhome, and it's a Sunstar Tasca.
Sunstar Tasca? And why did you select the Class A?
When we started out, we had one dog and three cats, they were a little bit older, so we are currently traveling with two cats. because the others have since passed away. But we got the Class A because it was much more comfortable for them. They didn't change all that for driving, and we were able to keep their entire living area climate controlled.
Where are you now?
Right now, we're in Urbana, Virginia. We started working as camp host at Bethpage Camp Resort.
Okay.
It's kind of in slow right now with the whole COVID-19 going on, but they're slowly starting.
Is your campground open?
So they're slowly starting to open up the campground. There's over 1,000 sites here, and 60% of the sites are delegated to what they call seasonals. So campers that own like a cottage or a mobile home here. So they're letting them in right now on the weekends. We're kind of working on a skeleton crew right now, just to slowly prepare the park again.
Okay, that's good. And how long have you been work camping? The entire time you've been RVing?
Yeah, we've been, we actually started, when we first moved into the RV, we had a few months left to finish off our 9-to-5 jobs, but we had already had a campground in northern Nevada. So our first work camping job was Camp Host, and we've had a few months here and there over the last almost 6 years, but for the most part, we've been work camping the entire time.
That's neat. What have your favorite jobs? What have they been?
I think my favorite job is the sugar beet harvest. First of all, it's a short amount of time that you're working and you get a lot of money. Also, I guess I've taken a liking to the upper Midwest. The culture is so different from what I'm used to. I mean, every region of the U.S. it has its own uniqueness about it. And the upper Midwest, I really like the food. I like the accents. I like the landscape. And with the sugar beet harvest, it's a different type of industry. You're part of the agricultural link. And so it's really neat to be a part of this community that helps provide food for the whole nation.
And I would have to say that my personal preference or my favorite job that we did was working at the winery up in the Black Hills of South Dakota. That area of the country is absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful areas of the country that I have seen. And it was really great being able to not just, because a lot of people will spend like maybe a week or, you know, a short vacation exploring that area. And we were really able to explore the entire area for about 5 months because we were living and working there.
I'm a Wisconsin native, so I appreciate the Midwest, and I've been to the Mount Rushmore area several times, and you're right, that is absolutely spectacular. Everybody needs to go visit there. And that's the best part about work camping is you can find jobs in those areas and really spend a lot of time in them.
Yeah.
Yep.
The cool thing about being able to work in that specific area is the Black Hills actually give this VIP card that allows you to get see and do most of the attractions and areas at either greatly discounted or free. So you're actually able to do more than you typically would be able to do by working there as well.
That's fun. And they give that to every work camper?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Except I think it's the majority of the businesses that are up there. They give these VIP cards out to work campers and all of their employees because they want their employees to talk to the customers about all the different things you can do in the Black Hills. It's piggybacking off of each other and promoting the area to tourists.
How long are you working at the campground you're at now?
We'll be here. We started in March and we'll be here till about mid-September.
So how many work camping jobs have you had?
I believe we say 20, but some of those are, we've gone back to a couple of jobs or a few of them. So somewhere roundabouts there, I'd say at least over 15.
Okay. And you've had such a good experience as work campers that you decided to write a book, I understand.
Yes. It's called Seasonal Work Camping for a Living, How We Did It. And it's all about Well, we talk about a lot of the jobs that we've worked at, and we give like a day-by-day almost description of what it's like. And then we go into detail about how to land a job, how to find them, how to apply for them, and then even what to expect when you arrive at the jobs. When we first started work camping, we searching the full-time RV lifestyle, we had no idea how we were going to fund our travels. We knew we wanted to do it. And when we learned about work camping, we started researching and looking up all different types of possible seasonal jobs that we could do. And it's so easy to get into the whole work camping lifestyle. Others that are interested in full-time RVing and may not have a remote job that they can work at in the comfort of their RV, that there are other possibilities to fund your travels, because in no way are we near retirement. So we need a way to constantly fund our travels.
And you can make enough money by RVing that it will fully support your lifestyle?
I always tell people when they ask about it, it's certainly not a way to get rich, but we get to see the country. A lot of the jobs are certainly not, they're not high paying jobs. The advantage to most of them is a lot of work camping jobs will pay for all hours worked. Plus you get your RV site, and in some cases utilities like electricity is included in that. So the cost of living goes down dramatically. So in order to pay your bills, you're not required to make an extensive amount of money.
And you get to set your own hours for the most part, I guess, right? Well, you determine where you're going to work based on what you want to do and where you want to live.
Yeah, pretty much. There of course are a lot of work camping jobs that are volunteer basis, that you work a minimal amount of hours for your site. Obviously, in our case, we have to purposely seek out the ones that are going to pay enough to pay the bills. But for the most part, yeah, we go through Work Camper News magazine and circle all of the jobs that are a possibility as far as pay goes, and then decide where we want to live for the next several months.
So you really don't have a plan. It's just basically deciding at that time, well, this job is about to end. Let's see what's available. That looks good. I think we'll go there.
That's a possibility that we haven't quite gotten to yet. Right now, we plan our work camping gigs anywhere from 6 months to a year in advance, just so we have a peace of mind that we know where we're going to next. And we also consider the travel time in between work camping jobs. But we do want to get to that point, because it's obviously possible to, as soon as we finish a work camping job, to decide then and there, what do we want to do next? Because that's always a possibility.
Are there some parts of the country that you still want to visit?
We've gotten through most of the West Coast all the way through the middle. The place that we haven't really explored is the majority of the East Coast. We actually did our honeymoon in New York City, so that was as far east as we've gone, not RVing, but we pretty much have the entire East Coast yet to explore while RVing. Virginia is probably the first state in the East Coast that we've been to.
I love the East Coast. It's very rich in history and scenic beauty, especially when you get up in the New York, Pennsylvania, Maine area.
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
So what prompted you to write this book?
We were actually contacted to be presenters at the Work Camper Rendezvous. And we had thought about writing a book about work camping previously, and there was nothing that really just kind of pushed us to do it. And we agreed to present at this Work Camper Rendezvous.
And we wanted to have that we could help extend what we were talking about, seasonal work camping, just as a supplement. So at the end of March, had quite a bit of time to spend writing this book, something that we had been wanting to do. So we spent pretty much the entire month of April 8-9 hours a day collaborating and writing down drafts and coming up with the book.
I understand that it's divided into four different sections.
The first section, we basically kind of cover our story and how we discovered work camping and discovered that whole area of full-time RVing. The second section, it details a lot of the jobs that we've worked. We tried to not just give a shopping list of this is the job, this is how much it pays, and this is kind of what you do. Each section has that information, but we also have a portion that talks about our personal, called a day in the life of, and it's like our personal experience of what it is like to work at that specific job for a day.
And then the third section focuses on finding a job, applying for it, what to do as far as the interview goes. And then the final section kind of wraps everything up. We talk about what to expect when you arrive at the job, budgeting aspects, and then we also discuss just little lessons that we've learned along the way.
And because you've had a variety of experiences, you're able to talk about a bunch of different types of jobs, right?
That's kind of one of the great things about work camping. You get to experience a lot of things that you probably wouldn't otherwise. Working in an Amazon fulfillment center, working the sugar beet harvest, and I've even had some oddball jobs that I found on Indeed. I'm a scuba instructor, so I actually worked for a summer for a company that removes weeds around people's personal docks on lakes.
Well, see, how unique is that? And how would you find a job like that?
For that particular job, I actually just kind of went on Indeed.com and I searched for scuba diving jobs, but instead of one specific area, I just opened it up to the entire United States and found one that jumped out at me.
Oh, how neat. What do you hope people will get from your book?
We hope that our book is an introduction for those that are looking at funding their RV lifestyle. And also, we want to connect with current work campers and maybe shed some light on other work camping opportunities out there, different ways to improve your resume, and just a little bit of insight on our experience with work camping.
Yeah, when we were talking about the book initially and writing it, we kind of boiled it down to there are a few books out there that kind of give what work camping jobs there are, or a specific work camping job, what it's like. And we kind of, when we were first researching it, we looked at every blog possible to try and get what it was actually like to do that and what the process is. So we tried to kind of take the basic information that's out there and tie it all together with our real life story of how we have managed to do it for the last almost 6 years.
Because you had it in a journal format, you're talking about the different tasks and things you're doing every day. So you're giving people a sense of the variety that's within the various jobs that you've had.
The day in the life of basically boils it down to a typical day in that job.
Instead of just telling the reader, these are the duties to expect when you're a camp host, there's so many little intricate things that you do on a regular basis.
Where can people buy the book?
You can get the book on Amazon at this moment in time. It's Seasonal Work Camping for a Living, How We Did It. There's both a Kindle version and a paperback version. You can buy the Kindle version, or if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's available on Kindle Unlimited as well.
I understand you're at this year's Work Camper Rendezvous.
So this will be the first time that we ever present at Work Camper Rendezvous, and we'll be presenting on two different topics. One of them is seasonal work camping, just like our book, and they call them bonus seminars, and it's entitled Debunking Our Full-Time RVing Fears and Misconceptions. So we talk about just helping people realize that things are going to happen on your full-time RV travels, but there are always ways that and resources that you can turn to go through and solve the problems.
So the only place that the book is available is at Amazon.
Yes. You can purchase it on Amazon, like we said, either through Kindle or paperback versions. And then later on, in a few more months, we'll probably end up putting that on our website as well.
And we may possibly have, for the people that go to the Work Camper Rendezvous, we may have some paperbacks to sell there physically.
Do you have any last-minute advice for people who are considering the RV and work camping lifestyle?
For anybody who is considering it, we get emails and people all the time that are still in their planning process or their dreaming process of wanting to do it. I can definitely say that having worked for the last 6 years and worked with people of all different ages and backgrounds, that it's definitely something that is possible. You're not always going to work your dream job, and you're certainly probably not going to get filthy rich by doing it. But if traveling the country is something that you want to do and you're looking for a way to fund it, it is definitely a possibility.
And the key is to travel when you're young enough to enjoy it, right?
There we go.
Super. Natalie, do you have any advice?
I think my advice for people that are looking at doing their first interviews is to be honest with your potential employer. Let them know that it's your first time, but also be open to trying new things. Part of the reason we decided to seasonal work camp is we wanted to just expose ourselves to different industries and different jobs that we've never done before. And so that's all kind of part of the journey, as well as learning new skills and just appreciating each business for the amount of work that is put into making a product or a service.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the time, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your adventures this year.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
Levi and Natalie Henley know they won't get rich by work camping. However, they really do get to experience America. Not only do they get to explore the country and immerse themselves in the cultures of various regions they visit, but they get paid for the opportunity. To ensure they get fun and interesting jobs, they plan their trips about 6 months to a year in advance. Despite working on the road for more than 5 years, Levi and Natalie still have places they would like to visit, especially New England and the East Coast. But they've already done enough to write a book about their experiences. Seasonal Work Camping for a Living is available for sale now on Amazon.com, and a Kindle version is also available. The book is divided into 4 sections. The first describes how to get started as full-time RVers. The second looks at various jobs the Henleys have held. The third section describes how to find and apply for jobs. And the last section explores details like planning and budgeting. It is full of fascinating examples and written in journal format so that people can understand what typical work camping days are like. Levi and Natalie will be presenters at this year's Work Camper Rendezvous, scheduled for October 17th to 23rd in Heber Springs, Arkansas. There, they'll be answering questions and providing advice to new RVers and experienced work campers alike. Registration for that event just opened, and you can find more information by visiting www.workcamperevent.com. People who are new to the work camping experience or still dreaming about full-time RVing can find even more help right now through the Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. The comprehensive guide helps get people started in the RV lifestyle the right way, with all kinds of valuable online material that can be accessed anytime, from anywhere, all for an affordable monthly subscription fee. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Today's episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That wraps up today's show. Next time, I'll be interviewing a woman who believes that work camping really saved her husband's life, and she'll explain why. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Work Camper Show.